Frustration spins there right at the top of the key, moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown, kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Minden, Nebraska, and the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Two games coming your way here on the Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5. It's the Adams Central Patriot girls and boys take on the host team, the Minden Whippets, and the girls boys. First round matchup, playing each other this year in the first round, these two teams, Adams Central and Minden. The girls' game is up first, the boys' game to follow. We'll have both of them right here on the Breeze and at KLIQFM.com. In the first game, the girls are up first. The Adams Central girls 1-5 on the year, winning their first game after four losses to start the season on December 17th. They won at Gibbon 47-34, then a postponed game with Kearney Catholic on the 19th, who saw the Patriots lose to the Stars of 56-34. They've been off since the 19th of December. One win, five losses for the Lady Patriots. The Minden Whippets are off to a great start. They're 6-1 on the year. They won their first six games of the year and lost their last game before the Christmas break on December 19th at Boone Central. 7-0. Boone Central beat the 6-1 Whippets 69-50. But this is a very good Minden team. Four starters back, three great scorers, a lot of great athletes. This is a tough assignment for the Adams Central Lady Patriots in the first round of this Minden Holiday Tournament. The Adams Central girls and the Minden girls up first here this afternoon into the early evening here on the Breeze. We're going to take a break and then we return as we're on the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. That's New Tech Seed, our pregame show sponsor. And on the pregame show, we'll take a break. When we return, we'll hear from Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
On the pregame show, we're talking with Tim Marker, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots, as they get ready to take on Minden in the first round of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Coach, going to the Christmas break, 1-5 on the year, getting that win on the 17th against Gibbon, coming back for the weather-delayed game of Kearney Catholic and a loss, but getting that first win at Gibbon was really good for your kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. They were pretty happy to finally be able to finish out a game. Several games we've had the lead or been right there at halftime and then just haven't quite been able to finish it out. So they were pretty happy with being able to come out and finish and actually extend the lead a little bit in the second half.
Was that the key, Coach? I mean, the consistency, you had enough consistency over the four quarters and were able to defeat the Gibbon Ball Club on the road. Consistency the best part of that night?
Yeah, it was, and it was one of those situations where they've have a few people that have been hurt a little bit, and so we were able to use our bench and be able to push them a little bit deeper into their bench than maybe they would have liked to have gone. But one of the biggest things was our kids just being able to control the turnovers and keep playing through the second half and continue to take good shots and make good decisions in the second half.
In that game, you get two folks in double figures with Kaylee Rader and Cheyenne Gotts. That's good to see, Coach. You need some people to get in the double figure scoring, and it always helps to have more than one, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, it's been one of those situations where we've played so many teams here early that have been really based on pressure defense and have been pretty sound with their pressure defense and have made it difficult to be able to get into a rhythm and take shots. And some teams have done a good job of taking away some of the things that our players wanted to do. And so it's been kind of tough for people to be consistently in those double figures. And, it's good to start getting there. And hopefully our kids can have a little bit more confidence in their ability to score and maybe find one more that can stay in that area too.
Kearney Catholic then came a couple of nights later, and they're 7-0, so it's not difficult to – they're going to beat a lot of teams, aren't they, Coach? It was just a night there where they beat you by 22, but really heading into the Christmas break, I really can't feel too bad about that after getting that first win, can you?
No, and, you know, we were right there at halftime. We had kind of a little bit of a breakdown the last 30 seconds of the half and let them go on a run to extend it out to a 10-point lead there, and that was big for them. And then they continued the momentum into the second half. And I don't know if maybe we ran out of gas a little bit of there as far as the games that we played, playing four games there, and, or what happened. I know they're a tall team, a very difficult team for us to match up with, and we did a great job in the first half being able to match up and cause them to maybe do some things that they didn't want to do. And then in the second half, they kind of settled in a little bit more and were more consistent on being able to get the ball in the middle, and that was something that was pretty tough for us to deal with.
Kearney Catholic went on to win that one, and the Lady Patriots go into the break at 1-5. Now we're through the break, and the Men and Holiday Tournament today and tomorrow. Minden up first, Coach, and they are 6-1, but they're coming up a loss right before Christmas, and this Minden ball club is very good. They have some outstanding athletes and players. What's kind of the scouting report on the Lady Whippets?
Well, obviously they have three great scorers on the outside, and then they get support inside, but the biggest thing are their guards on the outside, being able to shoot the three, being able to drive, being able to put pressure on you defensively. So their biggest strength, I think, is going to be their pressure defense and their ability to shoot, and that's where it's going to cause us some matchup issues, where one of our weaknesses has been turnovers, and that's one of their strengths, being able to cause people to turn the ball over, and then they attack the basket so hard they either get to the free throw line or they get a score out of that, and they can put a lot of points up pretty quick against you if you kind of get into a situation where you're struggling with their press and pressure, and they just do a great job, fundamentally very sound as far as being able to handle the ball, pass the ball, and then with the three great scores on the outside, they're very good.
You just don't have much margin for error, do you, in a game like this against a good team like this, the same as kind of the Kearney Catholic? Your team just doesn't have much margin for error, do they?
No, and it'll be a tough matchup. You know, they have plenty of players that come in off the bench, so they can play as many players as they really need to. But, they just have some real good athletes that are able to play extended minutes. And, Bauer, we've seen her several times. She's hit some big shots against us at times, put them into overtime and actually win a game in overtime a couple years ago. And, as a player that has just been through all of it, she's been down in the state tournament, has played well. And she's had some games where she's struggled. But, it's just a lot of experience out there that's running their offense and as a player that can kind of do whatever they need at any particular point in time, whether it's making a defensive stop or making a big three or just getting to the free throw line, knocking down some free throws. She's a great leader for them out there. And then they have, the Kissinger girls that do an awesome job out there shooting the ball, handling the ball, and putting more pressure on people as well. I knew the Boone Central game was going to be an interesting game for them, as we've been up there to a couple of team camps up there. And Boone Central is kind of a similar type of a team that has ability to score outside and plays a lot of pressure defense too. So, I knew that'd be a tough one, but I know Rick, and that's kind of what they want to see when they want to go against teams that can show their weaknesses and help them improve.
You're a ball club coach. You're not. You've played a lot of teams with winning records and some outstanding teams. Another one here today. So I guess the girls say, let's go out. Let's see what happens here. Let's be consistent. Let's just get better with every game, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things. And again, this will definitely test our ability to take care of the ball, our ability to act under pressure, because they're gonna pressure on makes, on misses. They're gonna pressure, the full length of the floor and try to get you to cause turnovers at any particular point in time. And everybody else on their team does a good job of having their, being able to see the ball at all times. And as soon as they see they're getting a turnover, they're flying to the other end to try and get a score. Just a really sound team that plays an up-tempo style and not afraid to shoot the ball, whether it's 3-4 feet behind the line, and also give you a ball fake and be able to penetrate and pass the ball very well also. So they don't give you very much room for error out there. You just have to make sure they're going to score some points, you're going to make some good plays, and you just have to move on to the next play and try and make one yourself.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Hopefully we'll talk after it's over, and good luck. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots, on today's pregame show.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to Minden School and the L. Jones Gymnasium for the doubleheader this afternoon and evening here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Blaine Gulis with you. It's the Adams Central Lady Patriots and Patriots taking on the Minden Whippets. The girls game up first. You just heard from head basketball coach Tim Marker of the Adams Central Patriots. Their girls come into this contest with one win and five losses. Patriots started the season losing games to a very good Holdridge team, 4-2 Aurora. Centura has won eight games. That was the third game of the season, and a loss in overtime to Ord. Two of those first four losses were in overtime for the Lady Patriots. They won their first game of the year on December 17th at Given by the score of 47-34. Had a couple of girls in the double figures there, as we discussed, and the Lady Patriots jumped out to a 14-4 lead after one quarter, won their first game, won it 47-34, then returned and played their third game in four nights. On the 19th of December, lost to Kearney Catholic, 56-34. Kearney Catholic still unbeaten on the season. So the Lady Patriots, one win and five losses on this basketball season. They're scoring 38 points a game. They're giving up 45 per contest. The Patriots shooting 36% from the floor on all field goals, 39% from two-point range, 29% from three-point range, a 54% free-throw shooter. But the best statistic for the Lady Patriots in their first six games has been their turnovers. They are averaging 28.8 turnovers per contest, way too many as far as any coach would be concerned. And 28.8 turnovers, that's the big statistic. The Patriots have had problems against a pressure defense, a team that tries to force you into turnovers, and they'll probably see that from the Whippets of Minden, as this ball club likes to get out and go and score points and pressure you on defense. So we'll see how the Lady Patriots handle that tonight. But Adams Central, 1-5 on this basketball season. Now, Rick Cremosa's Minden Whippets, they are 6-1. They won their first six games, beating Southern Valley, Lexington, Broken Bow, Aurora, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Central City, and won the Central City game 74-15. Really not threatened in any of those contests. Then in game number seven before the Christmas break at Boone Central, 7-0 Boone Central at that point, beat Minden by the score of 69-50, a 19-point loss for the Whippets. They haven't played since, so they'll probably come in a little bit upset about that. They come in with a 6-1 mark. They average 63 points a game. They give up only 35 per contest. They have the three double-digit scores, the twin sisters, Brooke and Jamie Kissinger, and Allie Bauer. Also, those three, plus Carly Sartorius back from the team that finished 21-4 last year, fourth place at state. And they'll be joined in that starting lineup by Bailey Peterson. So three great scores and a very veteran basketball team for the Minden Whippets. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Thank you to New Tech Seed, our sponsor on our basketball games here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Our starting lineups here this afternoon for the Adams Central Lady Patriots, they're going to start Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" junior. Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'5" senior. Emily Boniface, a 5'4" junior. Georgie Johnson, a 5'8" junior. And Sydney Niemeyer, a 5'8" senior. Gotch, the leading scorer. Johnson, the leading rebounder for Adams Central. For the Minden Whippets, they will start the senior, 5'8", Hallie Bauer. Sophomore, 5'7", Brooke Kissinger will get a start. As will twin sister, 5'9", sophomore, Jamie Kissinger. Carly Sartorius, the 5'7" senior, will be the quarterback, handle the basketball, and the post player will be Bailey Peterson, a 6-foot senior for the Minden Whippets. The Whippets 6-1, the Patriots 1-5. The winner will move into the championship game tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, we should say, at 4:30, taking on the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings, as Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings won their first-round game over Bennington. Today, the Bennington boys defeated Grand Island Northwest, and they'll get the winner of the second game tonight. The loser of this one will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the consolation game. So first round action, Minden and Adams Central, girls high school basketball for you. And Adams Central will be the road team. They're in their traveling red uniforms with the white and blue trim, the white numerals, and Minden, the home team, in their home white with the purple numerals, purple trim. And Adams Central will get the basketball. They will shoot from left to right, and the opening tip controlled by the Minden Whippets, and Brooke Kissinger has it. Adams Central in a man-to-man. So the weave goes for the Whippets, driving, shooting, and scoring right off the bat. Hallie Bauer scores for Minden. About 10 seconds into the game, backcourt pressure. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt by the Whippets. Cheyenne Gotts for Adams Central. Near the timeline, in the backcourt to Georgie Johnson, to Emily Boniface. Patriots still in the backcourt to Johnson, and a 10-second call. And just like that, a field goal for the Whippets. Turnover on Adams Central. And Minden will inbound on the near sideline. To throw it in is going to be Jamie Kissinger. Watch Kissinger's sisters to shoot that three. Hallie Bauer will score all inside and out. Carly Sartorius and Haley Peterson, the other two starters for Whippets, driving, losing the ball out of bounds is Kissinger, but it was knocked out of bounds by a Lady Patriot. It'll stay with the Whippets. They lead 2-0. We're in the first minute of action in this Minden Holiday Tournament first-round girls game. The boys of Minden and Adams will to follow here on the Breezes. A long three-pointer in the air and good. Taking that three, Brooke Kissinger, and it's 5-0 Minden. Sydney Niemeyer through the time, a double team there and a whistle. And there's going to be a foul. Rather on the sideline. Turnover to Patriots. Niemeyer was near the sideline and dribbled that basketball on the sideline, and the Patriots turn it over for the second time. Minden had the basketball. Brooke Kissinger, the 5'7 sophomore, controls the Sartorius in the right wing. Top of the key now. The basketball shot but wide this time by Brooke Kissinger. Adams Center with the rebound. Boniface in the front court, knocked away from her, and stolen. Sartorius comes out of there with it. Carly Sartorius for the Whippet to Brooke Kissinger. Front court now. Shot put up for three in the air. No good by Jamie Kissinger. The rebound goes to Cheyenne Gotts of Adams Central. She is tied up on the play, but a foul is going to be called on Hallie Bauer for Minden, non-shooting situation. Basketball to Adams Central in the first foul of this basketball game. Johnson inbounds in the backcourt to Gotts. 5-0 Minden. Adams Central has turned it over three times in the contest. Johnson in the backcourt. Adams Central tries to get it across that timeline, and they're not there yet. Boniface. Pass to Johnson, dribbles it into the front court. Pass going to be picked off there by Sartorius. Turnover, Patriots. Pass into the front court. Hallie Bauer will drive. Shoot and score. Bauer with the basket, her 4 points. 7-0 Minden. 6:22 to go. Pass in the backcourt, picked off by Minden. Another turnover, Patriots. Shot put up is going to be no good this time by Hallie Bauer. Adams Hiddle Gotts goes for the rebound, and she is going to be fouled in the backcourt. So Minden fouling in the backcourt for the second time. Carly Sartorius picks up that foul, non-shooting situation quickly into the game for Adams Central. Will be Carly Bostock, a 5'10 freshman. Bostock in. And also in is Anna Queen, the 5'4 junior for the Patriots. Down here quickly, 7-0. Bostock, 5'10 in the backcourt, going to try to look over some of these men and Whippets to pass the basketball. Queen now to Niemeyer in the front court. Niemeyer runs it down front court. The Patriots now trying to set up their offense really for the first time in this game. A bounce pass to Queen. Green drives lane, puts up a left-handed runner, going to be short, no good, rebound shot up and good. It's signed by Carly Bostock. Bostock with the offensive rebound and score. Patriots on the board for the first time, 7-2 Minden. Inside to Peterson. Bailey with the basketball, turns, left-handed shot, going to be no good, rebound shot up. Offensive end, no good by Jamie Peterson. Another rebound to Peterson. Excuse me, Jamie Kissinger. Brooke Kissinger's shot, going to be no good. 12-footer, rebound by Peterson, offensive rebound and basket. Bailey Peterson with the offensive board. Six-footer gets her first field goal, 9-2 Whippets. Niemeyer in the backcourt, whistle, timeout, Tim Marker and Adams Central. They're down early, 9-2 with 5:27 to go. Under relenting pressure by the Minden Whippets, and Whippets lead at 9-2. We'll take a timeout. It's the Whippets 9, the Lady Patriots 2, back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in Minden, Nebraska, 5:27 to go. Minden has jumped out to a quick 9-2 lead here. backcourt pressure, forcing the Patriots into five turnovers already. Bostock in the backcourt. We'll pass it wide of Niemeyer. They'll go out of bounds on the far sideline. The Patriots turn it over for the sixth time in the contest. Then we'll be Minden basketball. Far side, Jamie Kissinger throws into the backcourt to sister Brooke Kissinger. And Brooke will control the ball to sophomore. Right side to Satorius. Probably Satorius now passes the ball to Sydney Stadler, who's in the game, the 5'11 junior. Inside is Bauer. She will turn from seven. Shoot and score. Hallie Bauer with six already. And it's 11-2, Minden. Bostock wants it inbound in the backcourt. The freshman does to Niemeyer. Tipped away, stolen by Bauer. Pass underneath to Stadler. She shoots and scores. Patriots turn it over for the seventh time. Sydney Stadler with the field goal, 13-2, Minden. We've played a little over 3 minutes. Boniface, front court to Queen. Underneath to Bostock, she will shoot shot. Short, no good. A battle for it. Underneath the basket, about four players are on the floor. Jump ball is called, and the basketball will stay with the Adams Central Patriots. Bostock missing that close one from underneath. The Patriots send Cheyenne Gott, who started the game, into the contest. And Georgie Johnson also checking in for the first time is going to be Alex Grimmett, a 5'10 sophomore for Adams Central. Gott will throw in the basketball. And also in the game is Josie Bumgardner, a 5'7 freshman for the Patriots. In the lane is Anna Queen. Can't control the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's off of Patriots. Turnover number 8 on Adams Central. 13-2 in favor of the Minden Whippets, and they have gotten off to a great start. The Lady Patriots, plagued by those turnovers again. Jamie Kissinger, front court, loses control of the ball. There's the first turnover on Minden. Foul in the backcourt on the Whippets. Hallie Bauer, and that's two on Bauer. So Hallie's got two fouls already in the first 3.5 minutes. It's pressing defense. The Whippets take some chances. Sometimes Bauer will have to sit down with 6 points and two fouls. And Allison Hollinger, a 5'7 senior. 5'6 senior checks in. There's a pass in the front court to Gott. Cheyenne will drive. Double team there. Knocked away from her, and a foul going to be called on Cheyenne Gott's shot. And she'll go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul going to be called on Sydney Stadler. That's her first. Cheyenne Gott's foul in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. Minden leads it here 13-2. Cheyenne's free throws up off the side of the iron and backboard. No good. Bauer with 6 points and two fouls. Hallie had to sit down here early. Minden with a big lead early. Cheyenne Gotch makes one of two, and it's 13-3. Minden controlling the basketball is Brooke Kissinger. Passes it in the corner to Hollinger. Her shot up and good from the wing, about a 15-footer. Allison Hollinger makes the field goal, 15-3 in favor of Minden. Hollinger gets her first bucket of the game. Adams Central was trying to control the ball. It's tipped out of bounds on the far sideline by the Whippets. Checking in, Emily Nelson for Minden. Going out, Carly Satorius for her first breather. Adams Central will throw in the basketball, and they do. And with the basketball, Brianna Shook is in the game for the Patriots. She will drive, put up the shot, rolls off there, no good. Tipped around, the Patriots grab the basketball. Bumgardner has it to Gotch. Back out to Bumgardner, to Georgie Johnson at the free throw line, to Shook. Brianna with it, the 5'5 junior, shot up and good for two. Brianna Shook with the field goal, 15-5, Minden with the lead. Front court dribble, Brooke Kissinger behind her, back now to the free throw line. Dishes off Emily Nelson. Nelson with one dribble, gives up that dribble. Passes to Allison Hollinger. Hollinger for the Whippets to Kissinger. Brooke with it, gets the screen, stops and pops from 18, off there, no good. Long rebound comes to Josie Bumgardner of Adams Central. Bumgardner to Shook. Brianna, the 5'5 junior, into the scoring zone to our right here. Pass underneath to Bostock, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And the 5'10 freshman Carly Bostock will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul on Brooke Kissinger, her first. Bumgardner shoots two, off on the first one. Checking in for Minden, Liz Grahams, a 5'4 senior. Going out is Emily Nelson. Liz Grahams makes her first appearance as senior. Second free throw by Bostock is going to roll off there. And no good. Excuse me, Alex Grimmett, the line, shooting two there. She missed them both, so Grimmett misses two. The Patriots on defense, and the Minden Whippets lose it out of bounds on the far sideline. Their second turnover. 15-5 Whippets, 3:27 to go. An early blitz by Minden jumped out to a 7-0 lead, 13-2, and now it's 15-5. Gotch, front court. Pass now, walking with the basketball, traveling is Brianna Shook, Patriots' ninth turnover in this first quarter. Brianna can't control the basketball and has to do a little two-step there, trying to control it and travel. Inbounding is Jamie Kissinger to Brooke Kissinger. Back to Jamie. Adam Central in the man-to-man defense. Two or left driving, shooting with the left hand, and up and good. Jamie Kissinger, her first field goal. And it's 17-5. Whip it. Backcourt pressure again by Whip it. They let you throw it in pretty much, but then they pounce on you. Margie Johnson's in the backcourt. Looks for someone to pass who does into the front court. It's going to be picked off by Kissinger. Brooke this time. Brooke will drive to the free throw line. This is underneath the Stadler. Her shot's going to be short. Johnson with the rebound for Adam Central. Georgie Johnson to Shook. Brianna with it. Passes to Cheyenne Gotch across the timeline. Gotch on the right winger passes. Intended out here for Josie Rumgarter. Goes into the backcourt. So a backcourt violation. Turnover number 11 on Adam Central. Still 2:40 to go in this first quarter. Back in Bailey Peterson, who started for the Whippets. Allison Hollinger stays out there on the floor. Back in also is Emily Nelson. She's on the floor. Hallie Bauer with her two fouls back in there for Minden, and Brooke Kissinger on the floor for the Whippets. 2:35, clock runs first quarter, 17-5. Minden with the basketball. Brooke Kissinger for three. Top of the key is good. Brooke Kissinger, her second three. She has six, and it's 20-5, Minden. Adam Central in the backcourt. It's Georgie Johnson now. Front court. Pass is going to be tipped away, but grabbed in the backcourt by Johnson. Long front court pass is going to be tipped around, but grabbed by Alex Grimmett. Grimmett will drive, shoot and score. Nice drive and score there, Alex Grimmett. For Adam Central, 20-7, Minden. Pressure in the backcourt by Adam Central, but Brooke Kissinger, the sophomore, and these Kissinger twins and sisters are just sophomores, both averaging in double figures last year, double figures this year. Allie Bauer will drive. She'll put up a shot. It's going to be good. Gets the screen and scores. 8 for Bauer. 22-7. Minden scoring just about at will here. 1:42 clock runs. First quarter. 22-7 Whippets. Patriots trying to get it in the front court. It's tipped away and stolen by the Whippets. Grabbing the basketball. Hollinger. The Bauer and a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Adam Central. Georgie Johnson. That's her first. Team's first. And some new ones in for the Patriots. Sydney Niemeyer. Emily Boniface, Carly Bostock, and Kaylee Rader back in. So four new ones into the Patriots and first appearance for Sydney Bernasic for the Patriots, the 5'6 junior. 22-7 Minden, 1:30 to go in period number one. Patriots knock it out of bounds on the far side. The Whippets will throw it in. Patriots doing what they can to try to slow down the Whippets, but it has not proved effective as of yet. Minden scoring just about at will. The Patriots have turned the ball over 12 times already. Emily Nelson with the basketball in the corner to Bauer for three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound there by Bailey Peterson. Out to Jamie Peterson. Kissinger to the left baseline, drives underneath the basket, passes back out to Carly Sartorius now. To Emily Nelson. Nelson in the corner, pass tipped out of bounds. Not touched by a Patriot. Turnover Whippets, their third. And Adam Central will play it in. Down here 22-7 with 1:03 to go. Anna Queen back in for Sydney Bernasic for Adam Central. Niemeyer inbounds in the backcourt to Bostock for the Patriots. Bostock to Boniface. Emily Boniface will cross the timeline. Front court bounce pass to Rader. Her shot for two in the air will be an air ball. No good. Rebounded by Anna Queen. Offensively for the Patriots. Pass inside going to be picked off there by Bailey Peterson. Turnover number 13 on Adam Central. Front court is Nelson. Emily Nelson for the Minden Whippets. Top of the key to Hallie Bauer. To Sartorius. Sartorius now to Nelson. They work this weave, and Nelson will travel. Emily trying to work the offense. Pulls the pivot foot and travels. Liz Graham's back in, the senior, for Emily Nelson, another senior for the Whippets. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 22-7 Whippets. Niemeyer inbounds in the backcourt to Bostock. Bostock to Boniface, still in the backcourt. Double team there, tipped away, but Emily grabs it. Boniface across the timeline on the dribble for Adams, and lost control of it, picked off by Sartorius. Turnover Patriots. Sartorius into the front court to Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger will drive, put up the runner from seven. Off there, no good. Offensive rebound, Bailey Peterson turns, shoots from seven. It's good. Bailey Peterson, her second field goal. 24-7, Whippets with the lead. And a Queen across the timeline for Adams, 7 seconds to go, first quarter. Queen is behind the three-point arc. The Patriots, Boniface will shoot a 16-footer in the air. Off there, no good. Goes to the far corner, and that will end the first quarter of play. After one, Minden 24, Adams Central 7. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the old Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, Nebraska, the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament, first round girls game. Adams Central and Minden, we played one quarter, the Minden Whippets coming out, forcing the Adams Central Patriots with their pressing defense into turnovers, scoring 24 points. The Patriots have 7, so it's a big lead for Minden. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. It was 13-2, and the Patriots turned the basketball over 14 times in the first quarter, only 4 for the Whippets. And Minden has a 24-7 lead, and they'll start with the Kissinger sisters, Brooke and Jamie on the floor, Hallie Bauer, Carly Sartorius, and Emily Peterson. There's a 3 in the air, going to be off there, no good by Brooke. Kissinger offensive rebound shot put up and good by Hallie Bauer. She has 10. And it's 26-7. Adams Central has Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface, who hits the deck here. And she's fouled in the play. Georgie Johnson, Kaylee Rader, Sydney Niemeyer on the floor. Foul called on the Minden Whippets. Second foul on Carly Sartorius. The Patriots inbound. Niemeyer in the front court for Adams Central. 26-7 in favor of Minden early in period number 2. Boys game to follow here on the Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5. And on KLIQFM.com. Patriots with the basketball. Cheyenne Gotch will take the 3 from the wing. It's going to be short, no good. Patriots try to grab it. They can. It goes out of bounds. Off the missed shot, it'll be basketball to Minden. Jamie Kissinger inbounds in the backcourt to his sister Brooke, and Brooke will control the basketball. Passes the right side to Sartorius. Carly with it, the senior, to Peterson. Shot for 3 on the wings, going to be off the backboard and rim. No good by Jamie Kissinger, and a whistle on the rebounding attempt. Foul going to be called on Minden. They try to go for that basketball. Foul called on Bailey Peterson. That's her first. And the Patriots are going to shoot free throws. 17 foul. The Patriots will go to the free throw line. They'll shoot free throws the rest of this half. And to the line will be Georgie Johnson for the 1 and bonus for Adams Central. Patriots 1 out of 4 from the line. Again, a costly 14 turnovers in the first quarter. Patriots down here by a bunch, 26-7. Johnson's free throw is no good. Doesn't earn the bonus, and the rebound grabbed there by Hallie Bauer, and she's fouled by Georgie Johnson. That was a long rebound, the free throw line. And Bauer got position. Johnson had to foul her second. 7 minutes to go in before halftime, 26-7. Jimmy Kissinger front court to Hallie Bauer to the free throw line. Top of the key to Brooke Kissinger. She will drive, put up the runner. Could be deflected by Johnson. Johnson grabs the ball. She's tied up on the play by Bailey Peterson. Alternate possession jump ball, and it will be Adams Central basketball. So Peterson with the tie up there, but the Patriots will control. Johnson wants to play it in the backcourt, does to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch for the Patriots to Johnson. Johnson to Niemeyer. It's going to be wide of the mark and off her hands and out of bounds. The Patriots turn it over. Basketball to Minden. Kissinger will inbound near sideline, does to Jamie to Brooke. But Kissinger guarded by Gotch. Patriots in the man-to-man defense to Sartorius. Jamie Kissinger. Jamie on the dribble in the corner to Brooke Kissinger for 3 in the air. No good. Rebound. Make a tip. Johnson. She's fouled. Good screen out there by Georgie Johnson. Foul from behind by Bailey Peterson. That's 2 this quarter on Peterson. And again, Georgie Johnson will go to the line shooting 1-1 for Adams Central. With 2 fouls, Peterson will sit down. Coming in, Sydney Stafford, the 5'11 junior. Emily Nelson in for Carly Sartorius for the Whippets. 6:34 to go, second quarter, 26-7 in favor of Minden. Winner plays at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon in the championship. The loser will be in the 1 o'clock consolation game. Johnson's free throw good. Earns the bonus. First point for Georgie, 26-8. Johnson is the leading rebounder for Adams Central so far this season. 5 a game. And she misses the second, makes 1 of 2. It's 26-8. In favor of the Whippets in the front court. Nelson's shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Jamie Kissinger works into the corner. Pass underneath is Stadler. Back out to Brooke Kissinger. Top of the key to Bauer. Hallie with it to Kissinger. On the wing for three. No good. Brooke Kissinger. Rebound still bouncing around. Bauer grabs it for Minnan in the corner. Jamie Kissinger fakes, drives, shoots and scores. It stays down. Jamie Kissinger with four. Nice drive there in the score for Jamie Kissinger, 26-10. Whippets. 28-8. That field goal for the Whippets. 28-8. Minnan with the lead. Niemeyer, front court for Adamson. She will drive. Pass in the corner to Boniface. Emily tries to get it inside to Niemeyer. Tipped away. They go to the floor. Four players down, two for each team. Alternate possession jump ball. It will go to Minden. The Patriots will turn it over there on the alternate possession jump ball. As Adam Central sends in Carly Bostock, Alex Grimmett, and Brianna Shook. Johnson goes out. Niemeyer goes out. Boniface goes out. 5:47 to go before halftime. 28-8 in favor of the Whippets. And they have the basketball. Brooke Kissinger front court. Emily Nelson. Nelson the senior. Score to Jamie Kissinger inside to Bauer. Back out to Jamie Kissinger. Shot from the wing. Off the iron. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Alex Grimmett of Adams Central. Alex on the drive to our right. Grimmett will drive. Put up the runner. Going to be off the backboard. No good. It bounces out to Gotch. Her shot up. Going to be off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. Rebounded by Hallie Bauer of Minden. Out of the pass to Kissinger. Long front court pass to Jamie Kissinger. Underneath to Stadler. Lost control of it. It bounces back out to Brooke Peterson. Kissinger. Her shot's going to be tipped away. Grabbed to by Adam Central. Shook in the backcourt. Shook with the ball and the whistle. She is surrounded by Minden players and a foul going to be called in the Whippets. They have a 20-point lead, 5:03 to go in period number two. The Whippets rolling up the fouls, but they have a big lead in this game of 20 points. Foul called on Emily Nelson. That's her first. And Adam Central goes to the line. Brianna Shook, real. And bothered by an injury. He's got tape on her right wrist, but she shoots with the left hand, makes the first, earns the bonus. 28-9 with it. First point by Brianna Shook. Shook, a 5'5 junior, again, has not played that much this year. The injury, misses the second, makes one of two, and it's 28-9. Whippets have the ball in the backcourt. Gotch goes for the steal and a whistle. Foul called on the Minden player who's on the floor. Emily Nelson picks up the foul as Gotch went for the steal, and then Nelson had to foul Cheyenne from hitting the basketball and have a clean look at the basket, and Cheyenne Gotch will go to the line. Whippets over the 10-foul limit. The Patriots will shoot two the rest of the way. Gotch's free throw is good. She is 2 out of 3 from the line, has 2 points, 28-10. Carly Sartorius back in. Emily Nelson out for the Whippets. 4:58 to go, second quarter, 28-10. Minden, second free throw good by Gotch. She makes them both. She has 3. The Patriots have 11, and it's 28-11. Front court, Hallie Bauer, the senior for the Whippets. Allison Hollinger. Jamie Kissinger, she will drive, put up a shot, short, offensive foul. Jamie Kissinger, her first. After turnover on the Whippets, their fifth and the first foul on Jamie Kissinger on the charge. Basketball to the Patriots, and Alex Grimmett, the 5'10 sophomore, wants to throw it in for Adam Semple. Patriots will come the length of the floor. It'll be pressure in the backcourt by the Whippets. They've been doing that all evening long. It's propelled them to the 28-11 lead. There's a pass picked off at the timeline. Patriots turn it over once again. Sartorius for three from the wing for the Whippets. Going to roll around and off. No good. Offensive rebound. Trying to control his power. She can't, but the Patriots tip it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Whippets. Allison Hollinger wants to throw it in. Adam Central sending in Jamie Gilbert, the 5'9 senior, her first appearance. So the senior Gilbert in for Carly Bostock. Also going out is Grimmett. Patriots send Georgie Johnson back in. Whippets control the ball. It's inbounded to Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger, the 5'9 sophomore, will take a 14-footer. It's going to go down, but it will not count. She travels with the basketball. Sixth turnover on Minden. Basketball back to the Patriots before that shot. Jamie called for the travel. Jamie Rader goes out. Adam Settle. Cheyenne Gotts goes out. Shook's in the game. Anna Queen's back in there, and the Patriots have their pass picked off. They turn it over once again. Now the Whippets turn it right back over on the steal by Georgie Johnson. Adam Sindel gets the steal. Anna Queen tries to save it. Does to Hallie Bauer. Bauer on the floor gives the basketball up to Sartorius and a whistle and a travel on Carly Sartorius. She hit the floor. Georgie Johnson was there, but traveling called before a foul was called. Turnover Minden. Sartorius goes out of the game now. with it. Have sent in Jamie Kissinger, and Adam Central with another turnover. They're 19th of this half, 28-11. We're going to take a timeout. Timeout, Rick Cremosa and Minden. These teams need to settle down here a little bit. 4:16 to go before halftime. Minden 28, Adam Central 11, back in 30 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Getting a little ragged here in period number two. It's 28-11 in favor of Minden. The Rippers have turned it over eight times. The Patriots, 19 in this game, and it's 28-11. 17-point Minden lead, and they've been in control from the get-go. Scored in the first 10 seconds of the game. Patriots turned it over early on, and the Rippers have jumped out to this now 17-point lead, and they have the basketball. And Jamie Kissinger's going to throw it in. Brooke Kissinger's out there. Well, the Whippets, Allison Hollinger's on the floor. Sydney Stabler's on the floor, and Hallie Bauer for the Whippets. Brooke Kissinger controls man-to-man defense for Adams Central. Allison Hollinger now to Bauer. Hallie with it. Goes to her right, goes to her left. On the wing for three in the air, in the hole this time, Jamie Kissinger. Jamie now has 7 in the game, and it's 31-11. Patriots in the backcourt. Georgie Johnson. Deanna Shook in the backcourt. The basketball now in the frontcourt. Josie Bumgarner underneath to Gilbert. Back to Shook. Left-handed shot in the air. Pulls off there. No good. Anna Queen can't get the offensive rebound. Controlling is Brooke Kissinger. Frontcourt pass to Jamie Kissinger. She will stop and shoot from 12 and score off the backboard. 7 this quarter. 9 in the game for Jamie Kissinger. 33-11 Minden. Backcourt is Gilbert. Now to Johnson. One dribble, gives it up in the backcourt to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner across the timeline for Adams Central. His upper dribble passes to Shook. Brianna with it. 3:20 to go before halftime. 33-11. Whippet. Controlling is Bumgarner for Adams Central. They look inside. No pass there. It's to Gilbert. Can't control it. Picked up out of there by Bauer. She will drive. Pass underneath all alone for the shot. A nice assist. Bauer. Sydney Stadler with the basket. For 4 points and a quick timeout, Adams Central whistle, player down. That's not a timeout, Patriots. They have a player down, and it's Jamie Gilbert. Jamie's on the floor here. The 5'9 senior did not get to the other end of the floor out of the Patriots' offensive end. And Jamie hasn't seen a whole lot of action this season. He's in the rotation here this evening, the senior, and she just is on the floor here, and we're just sitting on the floor, and we'll see. Figure out what's going on with Jamie. He's only played like 1 minute of the season. She's up and walking off now, basically on her own power. She seems to be okay. So we hope so. She will have to go to the bench. Sydney Niemeyer comes in for Jamie Gilbert, and Jamie has not played a whole lot, the senior, and hurt on that play, but walked off under her own power, and hopefully will be A-OK and get back in this basketball game. The Patriots have the ball. They're down 35-11. The Whippets kind of naming their score here. The Patriots have the Niemeyer in the backcourt. Frontcourt pass now to Anna Queen, and the Patriots Queen will make a few dribbles, pass it back. I'm losing control of the basketball. The Patriots turn it over. It's Bumgarner. Amy Kissinger with the steal. She will drive left-handed. Shot up and good. Amy Kissinger with 9 this quarter, and it's 37-11. Front court is Anna Queen. Queen will drive for Adams Central. Puts the shot up. Going to be off there. No good. Grabs her own rebound with a whistle as Anna Queen tried to grab that ball. A foul going to be called on the Whippets. Amy Kissinger picks up her second foul. 5 Minden Whippets with 2 fouls, but they're not too concerned about that. They go up and down, and they have fouls to give, and they have people who can score. They lead 37-11, and 2 shots for Anna Queen. Anna's free throw is off. No good. Patriots have no field goals this quarter. They have only 2 in the game. As Alex Grimmett comes in for Josie Bumgarner. Also going out, Georgie Johnson. Cheyenne Gotch back in. Emily Boniface also on the floor for Adams Central. Second free throw for Anna Queen is going to be up and no good. Battle for it on the baseline, trying to save it. Adam Settles Niemeyer, she does, but it goes to Elena Boudreaux in the game, the 5'8 junior for Whippets. Elena Boudreaux in there for the first time. Whippets control leading 37-11. Kissinger knocked away from her. Niemeyer grabs it for the Patriots. Patriots get the steal there. Niemeyer to Gotch. Cheyenne will cross the timeline for Adams Central. 2:12 to go before halftime. Gotch stops and pops for three. No good. The rebound by Jamie Kissinger of Minden. Lost control of it. Fouled in the backcourt by Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch. Patriots only their fourth team foul. So non-shooting situation. Queen goes out. Kaylee Rader back in for Adams Central with 2:06 to go before the half. 37-11, all Whippets in this one. Patriots, no field goals this quarter. Only three field goals in the game. Jamie Kissinger to Bauer. Bauer inside the lane, slashes, puts up a runner from seven, going to be well short. No good. Emily Boniface with the rebound. Boniface tips it into the front court to Rader. Adams Central controls to Niemeyer. Top of the key, Sydney with it. Man-to-man defense by the Whippets all evening long. Niemeyer dribbles a couple times to her right, goes to her left inside the lane now. Lost control of the ball and lost the basketball to Bauer. Turnover Patriots, number 22 in the first half. Kissinger underneath and pass intended for Brooke Kissinger from Jamie's tipped out of bounds by Adams Central. Whippets will control. Carly Satorius checks in. Satorius now on the floor with Bauer, Kissinger, and Emily Nelson. Back in Carly Bostock. Jamie Kissinger now comes out. And Satorius comes in. Carly Bostock in there for Adams Central. It's on the defense here. Brooke Kissinger has it. The Bauer in the corner for three. Going to be off the iron. No good. Kaylee Rader with the rebound for Adams Central. 1:20 to go before halftime. Big lead for the Whippets here of 26 points. Basketball is going to be passed wide, but Bostock will run it down for Adams Central. Saving the turnover there. Carly top of the key pass to Rader. Off her fingertips. Tipped around. Grabbed by Bauer. Allie Bauer will pass it underneath to Satorius. She will shoot and score. Bauer finds Satorius for the first field goal for Carly. And it's 39-11. Minden. Stolen in the backcourt. Patriots will turn it over. Nelson's shot up. Going to be off the iron. No good for Minden. Tipped around. They try to grab it. And Boniface grabs it on the near sideline for Adams Central. She hits the floor. And she's fouled on the play. Emily Boniface will go to the line and shoot a pair for Adams Central with 48 seconds to go before halftime. Emily Nelson picks up her third foul. Again, that's not too much of a concern for the Whippets. 48 seconds to go. They have the big lead here of 28 points into the free throw line. Emily Boniface to shoot two for the Patriots. Patriots, all they've done this quarter, shoot free throw. 3, 5, 7, 9. This will be their 11th free throw attempt as Georgie Johnson's back in for Carly Bostock. For the Whippets, Liz Graham, the senior in for Emily Nelson, who has our three fouls. Patriots, all 4 points in this quarter have come from the free throw line. Boniface eyes the second free throw. This one's up and good. Her first point, 39-12. Brianna Shook comes in for Emily Boniface. So Boniface out of there after making one of two from the line. 39-12, Minden basketball and the lead here. This Minden Holiday Tournament first-round girls game. The boys of Adams Central and Minden to follow. Brooke Kissinger gives the ball up to Graham. Liz now to Bauer. Bauer top of the key to Satorius. Left wing to Brooke Kissinger on the wing for three in the hole. Brooke Kissinger has nine. And it's 42-12. Minden works that offense, gets those looks for the three. 20 seconds to go. Shook is run into and traveled. Brianna runs into Hallie Bauer, and Brianna's called for the travel. 24 turnovers on Adams Central this half. That's just the facts. Those are the facts, folks. Front court, Kissinger for Minden. 14 seconds to go before halftime. Satorius with one dribble gives it up. Long three in the air. In the hole, nothing but net. Brooke Kissinger takes that basketball and without hesitation throws it up for three. Nothing but net. 45-12. A runner by Shook is going to be well short. And that's the end of the first half. All Minden Whippets in this first half at halftime. It's Minden 45, Adams Central 12. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. You'll see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden. We're at halftime of this first round girls game at the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament, and it's been all Minden. The halftime score, Minden 45, Adams Central 12. The Whippets come out strong, as you might expect in this game. They're coming off a loss right before Christmas, their only loss of the season. They scored the first seven. Adams Central turned the basketball over 14 times in the first quarter. The Patriots in a hole early, 7-0, 13-2. 20-5. It was 24-7 with it after one. They increased that lead up to 18 at 26-8, 28-8, 33-11, 35-11, and 37-11. And the Whippets scored again to make it 39-11. Their biggest lead at that point was 28, and they ended up outscoring the Patriots 6-1 in the final minute or so of the second quarter. And outscore the Patriots 45-12 here at halftime. Again, it's been all Whippets, and they show why they were number one ranked before that loss in Class C1 to Boone Central. But they'll be back up near the top, sure, in the coming weeks. Just an outstanding ball club. They outscored the Patriots 24-7 in the first, 21-5 in the second, 45-12 at halftime. Adams Central has only three field goals in this game. Six of their points, the other six from the free throw line. They're 6 out of 15. Patriots had no field goals in the second quarter of play. Shot 11 free throws, made 5 in that second quarter. That was the 5 points of the second quarter for Adams Central, all from the line, but they did miss 6 free throws. 6 of 15 from the line for the Patriots. 3 field goals in the contest, and they have 12 points here at halftime, but down by a big margin of 33, 45-12. Here at halftime. This is the Allen's Halftime Show here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Allen's your You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's our halftime show sponsor, with Minden leading Adams Central by the score of 45-12. The Patriots unofficially 24 turnovers in that first half. Minden with 9 in the first half. And the Whippets have the big lead here at halftime, 45-12. We'll take a timeout on the Allen's Halftime Report. When we return, we'll give you some numbers from that first half after this two-minute timeout.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op Pivot Tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax, size 480, 80R42. And the BKT Front Tractor Tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Kildareth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Kildareth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Minden girls 45, Adams Central 12 here at halftime in our first round girls game of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament for the Adams Central Patriots. 3 points for Cheyenne Gotch, all from the free throw line. One field goal, one free throw for Brianna Shook. She has three. Two for Alex Grimmett on a field goal. One field goal for Carly Bostock. She has two. And one free throw for Emily Boniface for the Patriots, and one free throw for Georgie Johnson. Only 12 points in that first half for the Adams Central Patriots. For the Minden Whippets, they have their three leading scores in double figures, all double-figure scores on the season. And this afternoon, 12 for Brooke Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger has 11. Hallie Bauer has 10. 4 points for Bailey Peterson and four for Sydney Stadler. And two, one field goal for Allison Hollinger and one field goal for starter Carly Sartorius. As the Whippets get 12 for Brooke Kissinger, 11 from Jamie Kissinger, 10 from Hallie Bauer. They have 45 first-half points, no free throws attempted by the Whippets in that first half, but they have a big lead here at halftime by the score of 45-12. The winner of this one will take on the Grand Island Northwest girls, who won over Bennington 58-53 in overtime in the first round game earlier today, and the loser will take on Bennington at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The winner gets Grand Island Northwest at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. We'll take our final timeout here. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Report. Allen's, your You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a timeout. We'll have the third quarter of action for you after this two-minute timeout.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The third quarter about to begin here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. It's 45-12 Minden. Adam Central will have the basketball to start this third quarter. Georgie Johnson will inbound the ball. Sydney Niemeyer on the floor. Cheyenne Gotch, Kaylee Rader, and Emily Boniface for Adam Central. Jamie and Brooke Kissinger, Hallie Bauer. Haley Peterson as the Patriots will turn it over right out of the gate. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Hallie Bauer. The Patriots with the turnover just like the first quarter. Turn it over early. And Minden gets the steal and the turnover and the basket by Bauer, and it's 47-12, and Bauer has 12 in the game. Hallie out there with the Kissinger sisters, Bailey Peterson and Carly Satorius, and Minden now will go into a zone, a 1-3-1 zone defense, changing up their defense, working on some things here in the second half, so the Patriots will have to work against the zone. Cheyenne Gotch drives it away, shot blocked there by Bailey Peterson. They battle for it on the baseline, and jump ball called. Gotch and Peterson tie each other up. Alternate possession. It goes to Minden after the blocked shot. So Adam Central will go back on defense, trailing here 47-12 early in period number three. Brooke Kissinger into the scoring zone to our right here for the Minden Whippets. To Hallie Bauer. Bauer with 12 in the game. Harley Satorius for Minden. To Bailey Peterson inside the lane. Cut off there. On the wing to Bauer. Look inside for Jamie Kissinger. Reverse layup shot going to be short. No good, but a nice shot. And the reverse layup by Kissinger gets the offensive rebound. Pass inside to Peterson. Bailey back out to Satorius for three, and it's good. Carly Satorius with a three. 50-12, Minden. 6:40 to go in period number three. Whippets just with way too much talent over the Patriots here this evening. In the corner, it's Kaylee Rader to Cheyenne Gotch for three. In the air, off the iron, no good. Passes in the far corner and out of bounds at Minden basketball. So Minden has gone into a zone. They're working on this part of their defensive effort. They were all man-to-man in the first half. Switched to the zone here in the second half. And Brooke Kissinger will cross the timeline for the Whippets, started by Emily Boniface. Right side out of Satorius. Pass inside to Bauer. Can't control it. Goes to the deck. Tied up on the play. Jump ball call. Sydney Niemeyer on the floor there with Bauer. Alternate possession. It will go to Adam Settle on the 10th turnover by Minden. They give it back to the Patriots. 50-12 in favor of the Whippets. 6:05 to go in period number three. Cheyenne Gotch front court for Adam Central. Gotch now to Boniface. Works against this 1-3-1 zone with Brooke Kissinger out high on this zone. They fall back into the 2-1-2. Inside to Johnson, turn, shoot, shot, going to be no good. Rebounded out of there by Bauer. Hallie Bauer on the drive to our right here for the Whippets. In the front court, lobs the pass away to Satorius, intended for Satorius, but Georgie Johnson gets a hand in there and tips it out of bounds. It'll be Minden basketball, throwing it in underneath their own basket. Jamie Kissinger will toss it in, does to Peterson. To Brooke Kissinger in the corner to Jamie for three in the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Jamie Kissinger now with 14. 53-12. Minden. Patriots in the front court with Niemeyer, but Adam Sindel has to continue to try to work on things against his zone defense and against any other defense presented here, try to work their offense, because this is just this game. It has a pass inside picked off there. The Patriots will turn it over, grabbing the steal there, Bailey Peterson. Patriots will be playing again tomorrow, so they've got to work on some things and play this one out. Front court for three. Brooke Kissinger off there, no good. Rebounded by Jamie Kissinger on the weak side. She will turn and shoot from 13. Rolls out of there, no good. Offensive rebound, Bailey Peterson. Her shot, no good. Hallie Bauer with the rebound and score. Three offensive rebounds, four shots, and Bauer finally scores, and it's 55-12. Bauer has 14 as the senior. It's now against this extended zone by the Whippets. Rader now to Boniface. Emily with it. Cheyenne Gotch. Patriots look inside, but have no pass there. Gotch bounce pass to Niemeyer. Guys will take a 13-footer after one dribble. No good. Rebounded out of there by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger will drive. Pass to Brooke Kissinger. Shot up and good. Brooke Kissinger on the drive. She scores her 14th point. And it's 57-12, Minden. 4:18. Clock runs in the third quarter. And a timeout call by Tim Marker. He's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take one here with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Minden 57, Adams Central 12, back in 30 seconds.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Middle School Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, 94.5. One of our stations, the family of stations, of Platte River Radio. Thank you for joining us, and thanks to all the good folks, Carl Ashman and all the good folks here at Minden. I guess come up and broadcast these games. We'll have the boys' game up next. We'll have the Adams Central games tomorrow for you on ESPN 1550 KICS. And we'll have the Minden games tomorrow right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. So all these games for Adams Central and Minden on The Breeze are ESPN 1550 KICS this Thursday and Friday before the new year. Patriots will inbound the ball. Alex Grimmett has checked in. She inbounds to Brianna Shook. Shook in the game. Sydney Bernosik out there. And Anna Queen. So four new ones in. Only Niemeyer stays in the floor for Adams Central. They're down here by a whole lot. It's just been all Minden in this one just from the get-go. Grimmett inside. Double team. Puts up the shot. Alex's shot going to be no good. Rebounded by Sydney Stadler, who's checked in for Minden. Down to Bauer. Minden runs the break. Long pass to Sartorius. She scores. Bauer with the assist. Sartorius with her 7 points. And it's 59-12. In favor of Minden. 3:45, clock runs, third quarter. Front court, Bernosik for Adams Central. Sydney with it. Pass on the left wing to Shook inside. Shot put up by Grimmett is going to be good. There's the first field goal since the first quarter for Adams Central. The fourth point for Alex Grimmett. So the sophomore has scored four. And it's 59-14 in favor of the Whippets. And they have the ball. Sartorius on the wing to Bauer. Bauer will drive. Alley puts up the shot and good. Got the baseline, took it, scored her 16th point, and it's 61-14 Minden. 3:08 clock runs in the third quarter. Niemeyer can't control that pass. Bernosik grabs it, though, for Adams Central. She's tied up on the play by Brooke Kissinger. Alternate possession, it goes to Minden, so the Patriots will be given their 27th turnovers. Emily Nelson checks in for Minden. Carly Sartorius goes out. Carly Bostock, the freshman, comes in for Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer will go to the bench. With 3:01 to go in period number three, Minden with the big lead here. And front court, Brooke Kissinger for the Whippets to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie back to Brooke. Just a screen, does Brooke, from her sister Jamie. Kissinger now to Bauer. Allie runs into the lane off a screen. Shot up and good. Bauer with 8 this quarter, 18 in the game. 63-14, Minden. On court, Queen behind her and out of bounds on the near sideline. Patriots turn it over for the 28th time in the contest. Coming in for Adams Central, another freshman, Jody Bumgardner. Now, Bostock Bumgardner, freshman, and Brittany Wiseman has also been playing for Adams Central. Three freshmen have seen quite a bit of action for the Patriots this season. Brittany Wiseman not been in there, and sure she's even here for this game. Minden basketball, 63-14. Allison Hollinger into the lane, 12-footer, bounces around and good. Allison Hollinger with her second field goal. And the Whippets just continue to score basically at will here, 65-14. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Sydney Bernosik for three, nothing but net. Bernosik left alone for three, makes the three, 65-17 Minden. On court, Kissinger. Brooke with it, the sophomore, goes to her right, will drive, no defensive help, and Kissinger drives and scores. So Kissinger with 16, 67-17, a 50-point Minden lead. The Patriots can't see that clock move fast enough here. Bernosik loops the pass, and a shot put up by Bumgardner. It's going to be off the backboard and rim, and good. Josie Bumgardner for three, 67-20 Minden. First field goal for Bumgardner, and the freshman banked it in for three. So Kissinger drives, puts up the shot, rolls off, no good, but a foul on the Patriots. The Patriots have committed just a few fouls in this game, about five in the whole contest. This one's on. Still will be Bumgarner picks up her first. The line to shoot two is going to be Brooke Kissinger. Brooke has 16. Jamie Kissinger has 14. Allie Bauer has 18. Free throw good on the first free throws. For Minden in the game, Brooke Kissinger now with 17. 58-20. Emily Bonnup is back in for Adams Central. Connie Bostock back in. Brooke Kissinger's second free throw, nothing. The net, she has 6 this quarter, 18 in the game. 69-20. Kissinger now goes out, and Liz Graham's the senior, checked in for the Whippets. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Boniface front court pass now to Bumgarner. Back to Boniface. We lost control of the basketball. Coming out of there with it is Minden driving his Graham. Shooting rolls off, no good. A battle part of the baseline and a tie up here. Alternate possession, jump ball. It'll be Adams Central basketball. The Whippets did miss a shot there. The Patriots are tied up on the play, and it'll be Adams Central basketball with 1:04 to go in the third quarter. The Whippets are on their way to the championship at 4:30 tomorrow. You can hear that game on right here on the Breeze. Adams Central's 1 o'clock consolation game tomorrow will be on ESPN 1550 KICS as the Patriots turn it over once again. Turnover number 30 on Adams Central. Driving is Bauer. She will shoot and score. Bauer and the Whippets is too quick with the first step. They have been attacking the basket. They have 71 points through almost three quarters here. 30 seconds to go in the third. That's 10 this quarter, 20 in the game for Bauer. Bernostic with it for Adams Central. There's just nothing really anyone can do here. The Whippets have just dominated this basketball game from the start. Established themselves and just no looking back here this evening. 10 seconds to go. The Patriots with the basketball. Man-to-man defense now for Minden with 7. The Patriots are going to have to throw it up here. Bumgarner runs it down on the near side, giving up her dribble with 3. Boniface is going to have to shoot. She will take an 18-footer at the buzzer. It will be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. After 3, it's Minden 71, Adams Central 20. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As you might expect, another dominating quarter by the Minden Whippets. They scored 26 points in the quarter to Adams Central's 8, and it's 71-20 in favor of the Whippets as we go into the fourth quarter of play. For the Whippets, they have 20 for Hallie Bauer. She got 10 in the third quarter. 18 for Brooke Kissinger, 14 for Jamie Kissinger. Patriots have Alex Grimmett with 4 points to lead the way. Patriots send out Niemeyer and Rader. And Brittany Wiseman, the 5'4 freshman, her first appearance. Cheyenne Gotch on the floor. Minden basketball. Emily Nelson will control the ball to Liz Grahams now. In the game for the first time, Carly Bauer, that's Hallie's sister. Carly Bauer, a 5'10 sophomore, is the first unit on the bench for the Whippets. Driving, shooting is Nelson. Shot will be no good, but she's fouled in the play. And to the free throw line to shoot two, going to be Emily Nelson. Well, Hallie Bauer with 20s on the bench to start this quarter. Brooke Kissinger with 18. Jamie Kissinger with 14. We may not see them the rest of this game. The Whippets certainly are not going to be threatened in this game. And the free throw up and good by Nelson. So everybody's going to get a chance to see some action here tonight. Emily Nelson makes the first 2. Second free throw will bounce around and off. No good. The rebound to Georgie Johnson. 1 out of 2 for Nelson. 72-20 Minden. Liz Graham's on the floor for Minden. Emily Nelson, Elena Boudreau, Allison Hollinger. The Patriots have that basketball. Shot put up going to be no good by Rader. Rebound by Johnson. Back out and a shot put up. The three-point arc is going to be no good there by Wiseman. Long rebound near sideline. Tipped out of bounds off of the Whippets. It'll be Adams Central basketball in the first minute of the fourth quarter. 72-20 in favor of Minden. The Whippets been in control. They scored in the first 10 seconds of the game and forced a turnover, and it was off to the races for Minden. Niemeyer to Gotch. Emily Nelson on the defense, man-to-man, Whippets defense. And Carly Bauer is the fifth player on the Minden floor. The near sideline, the Patriots turn it over. The ball bouncing around goes through the leg of Georgie Johnson and out of bounds. It'll be Minden basketball. The Patriots on their 31st turnover in the game. Back to the Whippets. Going it in will be Allison Hollinger, a senior. In the backcourt to Emily Nelson, another senior for the Whippets. This is the second unit out there, basically, for the Whippets. They got some seniors, a veteran ball club, but a young ball club also, and just a very talented outfit, 6-1 on the year, and they'll get victory number 7 here tonight and win their way into the championship game at 4:30 tomorrow. Goudreau now in the corner to Graham for 3. Emily Nelson, top of the key, going to be no good. The rebound in the corner grabbed by Kaylee Rader of Adams Central. 6:30 to go in the ballgame. Now to Georgie Johnson has the ball. Adams Central basketball. Pass going to be wide of the mark. Wiseman headed for the hoop, and the pass behind her and out of bounds, and the Patriots turn it over once again. Well, there's a number, a name that we don't have on the roster. Well, Minden out there, number 43, so we'll have to go with number 43, I guess. The Patriots foul in the offensive zone. Try to pick up who that name is, but not the number 43 listed on the roster. Might be Allison Geist, who has 45 listed on the roster, but Patriots have the basketball. Back in the game is Sarah Allen, for Adams Central. The Patriots have the ball, and they're a foul in the offensive zone here, and Adams Central will go to the free throw line. Jamie Gilbert, back in the game. Jamie injured early in this contest, but she was fouled in the act there. Back in the game is okay. Banks in the free throw. She'll take it. And the free throw is good from the first of two. 72-21 with 6 minutes to go. Second free throw is going to be long, no good. Rebound by Carly Bauer. There's a foul on the Patriots. Kidney Niemeyer in the backcourt. 72-21 in favor of Minden. Adams Central now on defense with 5:54 to go. And this one well in hand for the Minden Whippets. We'll play out the last 5:40 in the ballgame as these teams try to work on some things despite the score here. These teams want to continue to work on things, and we're still early in the season. There's a steal by Wiseman. Goes for the hoop and fouled from behind by Allison Hollinger. Brittany Wiseman with the steal there on the turnover by the Whippets. Wiseman will go to the line for Adams Central. Foul in the act of shooting. Nope, they say before the shot or after. Not a shooting situation. Wiseman will play it in, so a non-foul. Brianna Shook back in for Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Allison Geist, the 5'5 junior, into the game. And then Sidney Niemeyer will drive into the lane. Left-handed runner from 5 will be good. Nice shot there by Niemeyer. Her first field goal. And Sidney gets in the books with the field goal, 72-23. Basketball front court. Elena Boudreau. And Carly Bauer with it. The Whippets control the ball. Tipped away. Steal Niemeyer. Nice steal there by Sidney Niemeyer. She will drive. Put up the shot with the left hand. Bounces around. No good. Grabbed there by Carly Bauer. Bauer, the 5'10 sophomore with the steal there. And a rebound there. And Adams Central shot up off no good this time by Elena Boudreau. And the Patriots get the rebound. Jamie Gilbert with the rebound. Patriots front court. It's Rader. Inside to Niemeyer. Another shot up and good. Sidney Niemeyer with 2 field goals this quarter. 72-25. Minden with 4:35. Clock runs. Fourth quarter of play. We won't see too many timeouts, I don't imagine, the rest of this way, as these teams will play out the final 4.5 minutes. For 3 from the wing, no good to Liz Grams. Rebound shot up and good. Carly Bauer with the offensive rebound and basket. Well, Bauer, Carly gets her first. That's Allie's sister. Sophomore Carly with the field goal, 74-25. Shot put up no good by Kaylee Rader. The rebound to Elena Boudreau, the junior for Minden. in the backcourt. We're going to guess this is Shea Taylor. She's the only one on the roster that hasn't played, wearing number 43. And she can't control it at the timeline. The backcourt violation on the whip. Adam Central will send in Sydney Bernasic from the low bench. Alex Grimmett will check in there. Brianna Shooks on the floor. Josie Bumgardner out there. And Jamie Gilbert driving a Shook, and she got the ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. It'll be basketball to the Patriots. They'll throw it in underneath their own basket. 3:57 to go in the ballgame. It's been decided early on, 74-25. Bumgardner in the baseline. Pass is going to be wide of the mark. Basketball still being knocked around. And Adam Center will pick it up on the near sideline. Brianna Shook pass underneath. Chop it up this time. Going to be no good by Grimmett. Gilbert rebounds and scores. And Gilbert with 3 points this quarter. 74-27 in favor of Minden. Geis with the basketball in the front court to Liz Graham. Pass underneath, tipped away. With its control, chop it up this time by Bowers. No good. Carly Bowers shot no good. Bat on the baseline. Gilbert tries to save it. She does. It's grabbed by the Patriots and tied up underneath the basket is Josie Bumgardner, and it'll be alternate possession jump ball to the Adams Central basketball. 3:15 to go in the ball game. 74-27 with it. Adams Central will play it in. And Alex Grimmett, the sophomore, throws it in to Brianna Shook. Young ball club, the Patriots, a couple three seniors on this ball club, so they are young. And they're going to drop their sixth game of the year, and they'll be in the consolation game tomorrow. Sydney Bernasic drives and scores. Bernasic with the drive and field goal. She has five, and it's 74-29 Minden. The Whippets with three 20-point quarters. Not played any of the regulars in this fourth quarter. They missed a shot there. The rebound by Grimmett. Grimmett will drive 2-on-1 for Adam Central. Alex drives, shoots, and scores. Alex Grimmett. She has six, and it's 74-31. Adam Central going the full 32 here as they play defense here. Bernasic tipped it, but couldn't get the steal. Graham controls for Minden. The Bauer now. What we think is Shea Taylor wearing number 43 and not 13 is listed on the roster, the sophomore. Minden's Bauer will run down an errant pass. Or Geist, excuse me, no, Bauer, excuse me. Foul called on the Patriots. Alex Grimmett picks up the foul. Give me a quick timeout here. Rick Cremosa wants to talk it over with his kids. With 2:08 to go, we'll take a timeout. It's Minden 74, Adams Central 31, back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We'll play out the final 2:08 here as Minden will win this girls' first-round game over the Adams Central Patriots. They have a big lead here at 74-31, and Minden has the basketball, and there's a foul from behind on the Patriots. It's going to be called on Alex Grimmett. Patriots have not been over the foul limit of six for the one in bonus in either half. 2:05 to go, and the Whippets play it in. They have the basketball. Allison Geis, right side to Carly Bauer, a 5'10 sophomore. Minden with the offense here, man-to-man Patriot defense. 1:50 to go in this basketball game. Sarah Allen in there for the first time, the 5'6 sophomore for Adams Central. So Sarah Allen on the floor. Everybody getting a chance to play for both teams here. This afternoon, this late afternoon game, the boys' game to follow right here on the Breeze as Minden plays their passing game here. 1:30 to play. In the corner, Bauer will take the shot. Good for two. Carly Bauer has two field goals this quarter. Her sister scored 20 in the game. Carly off the bench has scored four this quarter. 76-31 as Adams Central's Allen has the ball in the front court with 109 to go in the ball game. To Brittany Wiseman, the freshman, gives up her dribble in the corner. Shot in the air for three is going to be in and out of there. No good by Bumgardner. Offensive rebound, Allen. Now to Bernasic. Her shot from 12 is good. Sydney Bernasic now has 7 in the game. And it's 76-33 as we're under 1 minute to go in this basketball game. Front court Minden with the basketball as they'll try to play it out here. There's a pass going to be deflected by Bernasic and the steal by Sydney Bernasic, tipped away from her from behind by Sydney Stadler. Up and down we've been going pretty much all this game. 35 seconds to play. 76-33 Minden. Sarah Allen has the basketball for Adams Central now. To Bumgardner, pass to Bernasic. It's too strong and out of bounds. Patriots will turn it over. That's over 30 for Adams Central. In the game, we have them for 33 with 29 seconds to go. And we'll play out the final half minute of this one. Adams Central will go to 1-6 on the year. Minden will go to 7-1 on the basketball season. That's the Whippets. We'll play it in here. They have the ball spinning and shooting. This one's going to be off there, no good by Elena Boudreau. And the Patriots, Sarah Allen with the rebound with 8 seconds to go. Into the front court. Adams Central Bernasic pass going to be behind the intended receiver there and picked off there by the Minden Whippets Boudreau, and time expires, and mercifully that is the end of the basketball game. The final score, the Minden Whippets 76, the Adams Central Patriots 33. Minden Whippets into the championship game of the girls part of this tournament tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The Patriots will be in the consolation game at 1 o'clock. Again, the final score, Minden Girls 76, Adams Central 33. We'll be back to talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Middle School and Gymnasium in the first-round game for the Adams Central girls and the Minden girls at the Minden Holiday Tournament is over. And the win to the Minden Whippets, 76-33 over Adams Central. By saying that score, that kind of can sum up this game pretty quickly. Great start by the Whippets. Too much talent on the floor for the Whippets. Patriots knew that they would have to play almost a perfect game to have a chance to win this one. And the Whippets came out and scored in the first 10 seconds of the ball game, forced an Adams Central turnover, had a 7-0 lead in the first minute of the game, led it 13-2 in the first, 24-7 after first quarter, had a 45-12 halftime lead, all the way up to 71-20 after three, and the Whippets won it 76-33 as none of the starters for Minden played in the fourth quarter. You kind of get the idea. The Patriots unofficially with 34 turnovers in the basketball game, and the pressure in the backcourt by the Whippets and their ability to score, and they have three great scores. Just too much for Adams Central tonight. The Whippets cruise to a 76-33 victory. For the men in Whippets, Hallie Bauer had 20 to lead the way. Brooke Kissinger had 18. Jamie Kissinger had 14. They're the three double-digit scorers. They do it again tonight. 20 for Hallie Bauer. Brooke Kissinger, 18. Jamie Kissinger, 14. Starter Carly Sartorius had 7. And starter Bailey Peterson had 4. Also with 4, Allison Hollinger, Sydney Stadler, and Carly Bauer. Emily Nelson with 1 point in the game. The Whippets with 24 first-quarter points, 21 in the second, 26 in the third, only 5 in the fourth, but again, no starters played in that fourth quarter. 45 first-half points, 31 in the second, 76 in the contest for the Whippets. The Whippets shot only 4 free throws. They were 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Unofficially, they had only 13 turnovers in the game. For Adams Central, the Patriots led by Sidney Bernasic, who had 7 points all in the second half. Alex Grimmett had 6 for the Patriots. 3 for Jamie Gilbert, the senior. 3 for Josie Bumgardner. 3 for Brianna Shook. 3 for Cheyenne Gotch. 4 for Sidney Niemeyer. 1 point, 1 free throw for Georgie Johnson. 1 free throw for Emily Boniface in the basketball game. The Patriots, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players scored, led by Sidney Bernasic with 7. Alex Grimmett with 6. Adams Central, 7 out of 17 from the free throw line. But again, the Patriots with unofficially 34 turnovers in the basketball game. They had 7 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 8 in the third, 13 in the fourth. They did outscore the Whippets 13-5 in the fourth, but just not near enough for Adams Central. If Minden wins it by the score of 76-33, and the Whippets advance to the girls' championship, which will be played at 4:30 tomorrow right here in this gym. Minden Whippets will take on Grand Island Northwest. Northwest defeated Bennington in the girls' first-round game in overtime, 58-53. So it will be Grand Island Northwest and Minden in the girls' championship at 4:30. The Adams Central Patriots, now 1-6 on the year, will play Bennington in the game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we'll have that game for you on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, tomorrow afternoon. Pregame about 12:45. Adams Central and Bennington for the girls' consolation. This was all Minden in this girls' first-round game, as the Whippets win it by the score of 76-33. In this basketball game, the Whippets now 7-1 on the year. Adams Central falls to 1-6. We're going to take a little break here from basketball, send it back to the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, and have not started the 20-minute clock in between games here. So we're going to have a chance when we return to hear from Zach Foster, the Adams Central coach. But we're going to send it back to the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, for a few minutes, and we will return in about 12 minutes or so. Let's make it about 5:55, about 5 minutes until 6 o'clock or so, if not sooner. But we'll join us in about 10 minutes or so back here in Minden for the boys' game. Again, the girls' final was Minden 76, Adams Central 32. We'll talk to you again in about 10 minutes from Minden, Nebraska.